even after going 30-14 against another conference opponent, Jahni Brim still not the favorite to win National Player of the Year. Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops Podcast. It's Kyle Rush, Zepp Jasper, and dadgummit, we're going to talk about some basketball. It's time to talk basketball. We got four games left in this season before March Madness. We got our boy Jahni Brim still trailing in the betting odds to become National Player of the Year. We got to get him there, Zepp. We got to get him there. We got to figure out a way. We got to talk through it and figure out how we're going to get him to be National Player of the Year. We'll jump into that in just a second. Before we get started, we got to give a shout-out to Uncle Keith's Red Sauce. Use coupon code TheBarn25 and take 25% off your order online. Zepp, I heard you cracked into that jar.
I cracked that thing open, that thing busting. I need all my people to go get that Keith Red Sauce.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If you love salsa and you're just tired of that same old store-bought salsa, give it a shot. It's got a little southern kick to it. They got the little mild or the red top, a little bit more spicy. Which one did you try?
I tried the spicy. I'm a spicy guy.
Go straight. Red top. Can't stop it.
Red top.
I love it. I love it. Any Publix in the state of Alabama, all the Piggly Wigglies in the Birmingham area, if you don't have one of those close to you, definitely go to the website and save big using that coupon code, TheBarn25. Uncle Keith's Red Sauce. It's good, y'all. I teased it in the opening, Zep. It's closer. It's getting closer. But Cooper Flagg, even after Jahni's unbelievable performance against Georgia, game after game, he keeps doing it. Cooper's still got a pretty good little hold on the number one player of the year, the Wooden Award, whatever you want to call it, whatever that – I guess this one in particular is the Wooden Award. I just don't know. Zeb, I don't know if we got enough time left. It seems like they've already sort of just cast their ballot, and it feels like it's Cooper's to lose, and I'm not sure there's anything Jahni can do to win. I mean, what's he got to do?
I mean, I don't understand how he's not the front runner to get it, because it's like he's doing everything he possibly could do. He just had 31 and 12. Like, Cooper Flagg's a great player, but yeah. I feel like the media push him to win it. They want him to win it. They don't want a guy who's been in college for 4 to 5 years to win it, which, you know, over the past years, it have happened like that. But this year, like I say, a guy like Cooper Flagg, a phenom, a guy who they think going to be good in the league for the next 10 to 15 years. But I'm telling you, Auburn is the best team in college basketball. Jahni Brim is the best college basketball player in the world right now in college. Like, how can you not give it to this guy? Like, I don't understand.
I'm with you, man. I feel like if Jahni played for Duke, it'd probably be Jahni. It feels like it's just a name on the jersey type thing. I mean, there's some players. I was looking at there's a kid. I should have pulled him up. There's a kid from Jacksonville State who scores like 25 a game, shoots at a higher percentage than both of them. But for whatever reason, Cooper Flagg is the guy. You know what I mean? Like, so in other words, there's guys out there that have probably better, arguably better stats than both of these guys. But for whatever reason, it's like Cooper was anointed before the season even started. He was going to be player of the year. And it's just like there's nothing he can do, nothing Jahni can do to knock him off. Like, I'm agreeance with you that I don't think that Cooper's like a bum. Like, he's going to be the number one pick in the draft, and he's going to be really, really good. I just think what Jahni is doing is more impressive. I mean, stat by stat, I don't know, and I'm sure I'm biased. But Jahni, or like you mentioned, Jahni recently, 31-14. He's averaging a double-double. I'm sorry, I just clicked off of 18-11, I believe. 18-11, 3 assists, and then the big one is blocks, nearly 3 blocks a game. shooting over 50% from the field. And then Cooper, one more point per game, four less rebounds per game, a half of an assist more per game, and he's shooting worse from the field. I mean, if you're just going on a stat by stat basis, like it's against better competition, against way better competition. What's he got to do? What we got to do? What does he got to have some more 30-point games? Like what? I don't get what he has to do. Here's something, Zep. I want to read this to you. This is kind of funny, I think. Cooper Flagg has an opportunity. I'm sorry. He's not opportunity. He's already achieved it. Okay. He's the first ACC player in 25 years to accumulate 500 points, 100 assists, and 100 assists and 30 blocks in a season. That's pretty impressive. But Janai is only 40 points away from going over 500 points on the year. I'm trying to find the exact stats, has a lot of assists, way more rebounds. And what it way more blocks. So like this is the best, like one of the best performances in the ACC in the past 25 years. And Janai is one of the, I guess technically one of the best ACC players of the past 25 years. It's just, you can't, every metric I go to, Zip, every metric I go to, I'm blown away by this year Janai is having.
He's having an incredible year. One of the he have to be one of the top three Auburn basketball players to ever come through. I just feel like, you know what people are gonna say when we played Duke, we lost. So I guess they're gonna use that against him, which they shouldn't use that against him. But I feel like if we would have won, I feel like it would have been a no-brainer. You have no excuse. And no disrespect to the ACC, but the ACC is nothing. I can't even name
Not
you
this year.
three. I can't even name you three teams. I can't. Only team I know right now is Duke. No disrespect, but the ACC is definitely not on the level the SEC is on.
They're the only ranked team. Back when they played each other, Cooper, Janai was went had 20 and 12, and Cooper had 22 and 11. I mean, their stats are, it's crazy how close they are, actually are. I mean, they're really neck and neck, and I feel like the odds should favor them being a lot more neck and neck than they are. It seems pretty lopsided for Cooper at the moment. I mean, we talked about strength of schedule. Let's talk about path to get there. Okay. Obviously, Cooper, just don't get hurt. Actually, before we go there, I want to ask you a question. There was a two-game stretch where Janai got hurt and he came out and he didn't play. And Auburn basically kicked two asses back to back without him without him in there. Do you think that hurt? Do you think that hurt him? Because that's one of the arguments. If Cooper's out, Duke's nothing. Janai was out and they won two quad one games without him or something like that. Do you think that hurt? Hurts Janai a little bit.
Realistically, I think it hurts because, like I say, without Janai, we won those two games by 20. But you know, being a basketball player is all about matchups. I thought we fit well with those matchups when we played without Janai. So if Janai wouldn't have played when we played Tennessee, the game would have been a lot different because we needed Janai with that matchup. They got
Yes.
bigs, they're tough, they're strong. You take Cooper Flagg off that Duke team against some of that ACC level type talent. Duke will still win. I personally think Duke will still be the favorite to win that conference without Cooper Flagg. It's no way they will lose. They have an
Yeah.
all around great team.
Yeah, Auburn's not beaten. Probably Auburn's probably not beaten Alabama. Auburn's probably gonna, I mean, that Arkansas game, Auburn probably struggles with that game. There's several games where Janai's the difference. His presence is the difference. Like you said, hobbled against Tennessee. He came back. That was his game back. And you know, you had to grind. You had to grind that one out. It was ugly. But you still got the win. I don't know what I'm trying to think if there's really the only way I feel like Jani can't play his way into it. I feel like Cooper's got to play his way out of it. Like he's got to go on just some kind of historic cold streak. I just don't know if there's anything Jani can do short of like maybe score 30 over the next four games and then have just a magical run in the NCAA tournament. I don't even know. When do they even vote on this? I wonder. When
I'm not too sure.
What do you think about that, though? I mean, am I way off there that it's Cooper's to lose? Like, Cooper's basically going to have to go way – it's way harder for Jani to win it than it is Cooper to lose it. You agree with that?
I agree. But I think, like you said, like 5 minutes ago, I think before the season even started, they gave this award out. Like, it was I guarantee you, someone behind the scenes said, Cooper Flagg, this is yours right now. And they said, it's no one else going to be able to beat Cooper Flagg and get this award. Like, I don't see no one in this race. Like, so I think people have him winning already. They don't want to see Jani Broome win this award. Like,
I just looked this up, Zep. Voting starts March 18th through March 25th. So 1 week. The voting opens, and so the 25th, which should fall on after the first and second round. So after the first and second round of the tournament, they will have announced the Wooden Award winner, or they may not announce it, but they will be announced on April 2nd. Okay. So that would be, but the voting's done after the second round. So Jani's got these four games. He's got the SEC tournament, and he's got the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament. Like, I don't even know that if he could score 30 points a game over the next – if you win the SEC tournament, and if you just win your way out and he scores, you know, 30, 25-plus a game, I'm still not sure if they can jump Cooper just because of being the fan favorite. And it's – I don't want that to – I hope that doesn't put a damper on – what he's meant to this team and what he's meant to this program over the last, over the last 3 years. It's just really, it's been fun to watch him, Zip. You played with him. So like, talk about where he was before when you first played with him to where he is now, like what you're seeing now, like how big of a game, how much his game has evolved from then till now.
Well, he have changed his game a lot. I'm gonna use one word for Jani, and I'm gonna use dominance.
Yes,
he dominated the game in so many different ways. When he first got to Auburn, he was learning. He was trying to adjust to the style, to the defensive schemes, to the offensive schemes. He was struggling on what his strengths can really be in the SEC. Like he knew he was a great player. He knew he was one of the best transfers, but he didn't know how would he adjust and how would he fit. Every year he done worked on his jump hook, getting stronger, getting bigger, getting faster, how to adjust to the game. Now I just look at him now, it's like he knows every single thing on the floor. He knows what to do, when to do it, when not to do it. And he had this aura now. It's like, I'm dominant. I know I'm him. I know no one can stop me. Like Now it's just incredible. Like the way he goes about his game. It's like when you watch him every time in the game, you just can tell, like, he's like, no one can stop me.
he flips that switch and it's over. It has been fun to watch him because I'm just a big guy. I'm a big, that played in a small conference and I got some skills. I'm still a little bit raw. I'm a really good shot blocker. So I'm gonna stick to that and finishing at the rim. And that was kind of the year one. And then you slowly started to see him add things to his game. I'm going to add the three-point shot. I'm going to add that little – and then this year we got the little fadeaway, the NBA fadeaway that you haven't seen until this year. He's just added so many elements year by year to really become a complete player. And, like, who cares if he's been in college for 4 or 5 years? Like, why does that matter? We're not talking about the best – this isn't the best – Freshman of the Year award. This isn't the most NBA ready prospect award. This is the best player in college basketball this year. Doesn't matter if you're 35. Like that is the criteria of the award. Who is the best player this year? I'll tell you what else. It's not a lifetime achievement award. So Jahni Broome should not get any special votes because he's been good for 3 years. It should be what are you doing this year? And this has been his best year on the best team in the best conference. I just can't get past the level of competition that Auburn plays and how Auburn or how Jahni just continually dominates game in and game out. Auburn has Ole Miss, which to me is a feast. That should be an absolute feast for Jahni. That is a terrible matchup for them, in my opinion. What do you think Jahni is going to do tomorrow night against Ole Miss?
I think he's going to have an incredible game. We at home. Ole Miss don't match up with us. This will be one of these games that, you know, they're going to play hard because they just lost to a Vanderbilt team. But I just feel like they can't match up with our team. Like, it's certain teams that don't match up. But they're good, but they just can't match up with us. I believe Jahni's going to have a 2012 type game.
Yeah, easily. Let's see what he did there. Let me pull that one up really quick. You go to Ole Miss, and you win by 10. This was shortly after he came back, I believe. I'm trying to find the box score. I'm sorry. It's taking just a second. Should have had it ready to go. But he had, let's see, Jahni was 20 and 12. You called it. That's exactly what you said it was going to be. He had 20 and 12 against them on the road, so I'm expecting more. 25 and 12, 25, 28 and 12. I don't see, like, who's going to match up with them. We got, as long as they keep Padula from scoring, Matthew Morrell's not really big enough. They don't really have the size to really hang with him. I think he's going to feast inside, and hopefully we cruise to another win, and then we hit the two big road games. You got Kentucky on Saturday, where Auburn hasn't won since, like, we're in the Vietnam. Seems like it's been forever since Auburn's won there. And then you go to Texas A&M. To me, Zip, tell me if you think I'm wrong here. Texas A&M to me is the hardest matchup for Auburn because they're physical enough. They're physical enough to compete inside, but they have a pretty good guard that can score. You know, he can score. He could drop 30 on you, Wade Taylor. I don't know. Am I way off there?
I think Texas A&M can match up with us, but for some reason this year, I watched Texas A&M. I just don't see them competing with us. Maybe over the years, but I just feel like our guard play can outmatch theirs. Like, they maybe have to prove me wrong, but they got two guards that can score the ball, but our defense is just contagious this year. You come in, it's like we got something to prove, and I think
I couldn't agree more. So we got to see what happens. It's not looking good right now for Jahni to unseat Cooper, even though I do think there's great arguments for both. I just think to me, it's a tie. It's basically like a tie. They both have such identical stats, but so when you got a tie, you got to find a distinguishing characteristic to differentiate. And to me, it's strength of schedule. I mean, if you got the same stats, but then you're looking, you got 14, 15 quad one wins versus, you know, half that, that's got to speak for something. You know what I mean? That's got to speak for something. So we'll see what happens. Big game tomorrow night. I feel like Auburn's locked up a number one seed. Now it's just about finishing out the season, clinching the SEC regular season championship, and just pushing towards that number one overall seed, which everybody obviously covets so very much. So, Zip, thanks for jumping on, man. Tell everybody how they can find you and support you.
You can find me on Instagram at RIP_QAN12, Twitter at RIP_QAN5.
Yes, sir. You can find me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. Get you some Uncle Keith's red sauce, and we'll be back again soon. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops Podcast.